Petersburgs are dead and wrapped in shrouds of Kremlin red. All future traitors will be aware that they will fry in the electric chair.
Look out.
In April of 1993, two members of the Wisconsin Outlaws motorcycle gang came up to my father's motorcycle shop explicitly to rob and murder my parents. I found their bodies the next day. I was arrested by police within 3 hours illegally. It was determined later by the courts. After an 18-hour interrogation, three policemen conspired and concocted a confession, which I never uttered. I did not confess to the crime. The jury deliberated less than 3 hours before finding me guilty. I was subsequently sentenced to die by the judge. Murray Marshall and 60 of his students took it upon themselves to investigate my case, my wrongful conviction. They got my conviction overturned by the appellate court in 1996, and I was freed 9 months later.
Heads up.
One of the amazing things is when you go out, the death chair was right there. And they would have the curtains open. And as we are trying to enjoy the little sunshine or whatever, you look over, you're looking right at the death chair, you know, so.
Don't let your emotions about it get to your head and just stop and think and look back at the evidence and look where the evidence does point. It's a great tragedy that your kids was killed, but it's also another great tragedy that American citizens can just be picked up for a crime they didn't commit and convicted of it without no evidence. That's another tragedy.
A guy met in prison. We started hanging out. We started robbing drug houses. One day, the Chicago police picked me up. They told me that I was being arrested for a parole violation, and they took me to Chicago. And there, they tried to get me to talk to them. I kept saying I want to call my attorney. So they tortured me into signing a false confession. In prison, you got all these so-called rough guys around you. And to tell them that somebody beat you, to make you admit to something that you didn't do, guys don't want to admit that.
A man named Kevin Cooper has been given a date to die. State of California plans to kill him by pumping him full of poison. Cooper, convicted back in 1984 of the slaying of three members of the Ryan clan. Joshua Ryan saw who attacked him, and upon recovery told police that it was three white or Latino men. It is important to note that he is an African-American man. That wasn't lost during his trial. Demonstrators calling for his death hung a toy gorilla in effigy. Police and prosecutors told jurors that a bloody shoe print proved Cooper's guilt. But the jurors told that Deputy William Baer had a pair of prison shoes in his lab, which were Cooper's size. What they also didn't know was that the deputy, post-trial, was fired for stealing 5 pounds of heroin from the evidence locker. 5 pounds, both to use and to sell to drug dealers. Cooper is on death row, awaiting a date with death based on investigators such as these. Incredible. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.